Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Back when we were cutting everything in this country in 2012-2013, we had around 139 Garda stations across the country closed down. And the closures have had a significant impact on rural communities. Many residents there feel more vulnerable due to a reduced Garda presence, a sort of lack of a beat on the street, as it were. Now, we'd love to hear from you. Where is your local Garda station and how often does it open, if it even opens at all? And the reason we're talking about it is because former Garda Sergeant Christy Galligan wrote a letter to the Irish Examiner today because he really noticed a lack of Garda stations in Donegal alone. Good afternoon, Christy.
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon, Shane.
Yeah, good to talk to you. What prompted you to write this letter today?
Well, it was a very. I was doing some research on the closure on manning of Garda stations here and in around the country, and I was very concerned about the number of closures, the impact those closures had on rural communities, especially in rural communities where most of these stations were closed. And I know myself in Donegal, we've had a large number of stations. Small rural stations closed, the amalgamation of districts into North and South Donegal rather than the four districts that we had. So it really concerned me as a former Garda Sergeant who has worked both in rural and urban areas through my career, that this does have an effect. It has a causal effect on everybody in those communities. Yeah. You know, over 40 stations were sold off in 2019. Some remain in state ownership, and some were transitioned into community use, which is great. And according to the most recent figures that were released, 1 in 10 Garda stations are left unmanned. Now, in my own county of Donegal, we've seen 6 stations that were manned now no longer manned. Those are in Ballintra, Burtonport, Rebelton, Rathmullen, and Kerrygarden, Kilmacrenan, and Creaslip, which have limited numbers. There are stations such as Glencairn, Kill, Dunconeagh, Glengad, Mallon, Churchill that were either sold off or transitioned into something else. And those have huge... I mean, Donegal is a huge rural area as well as urban areas like Letterkenny, but it's a vast rural area. You know, if you go from Mallon Head down to Glencairn, Kill, you know, you travel that direction, that is a massive rural area that has to be policed. And the numbers of Garda in Donegal has dropped down quite considerably as well. It had a high at one stage, you know, of over 460 Gardaís. That's down to 432 now at the present moment. And that has a huge impact as well on local policing and the security that people feel having a local guard in their areas, yeah. You know.
I was going to ask you that. Right. I mentioned their beat on the street. When you were a sergeant... Yeah. Did you find that people said to you, we love to see the guards out and about, that there's something psychological about seeing a Garda on the street in your local town or village?
I absolutely agree with you, Shane, because it is a deterrent for anybody that's going to attempt something, to do something rather nefarious, maybe on our streets, or do something that we wouldn't like in general. But I found that any place that I have been stationed, it was very important to be seen out. Even if I was doing my administration, I would always spend a couple of hours out and about in my local area to ensure that people realised there was a guard available or visible in those areas as well. And I'd make sure that those that were working along with me, members of the force as well, were doing their jobs and making sure that people saw them visibly on the streets, on the beats.
Right, now stay with us, Christy. That's Donegal. Let's go to Clare, where I'm joined by Rita McInerney, who's a local Fianna Fáil councillor in County Clare. Rita, Christy's outlined the situation in Donegal. What about Garda stations closed in your own county?
Good afternoon. Yeah, I suppose we currently have 16 Garda stations. 3 of them would be full-time Garda stations, Ennis, Shannon and Kilrush, but the other 13 would operate, you know, different closing hours, some longer than others and some open for quite a shorter period. And having the Garda station does, we lost our own Garda station here in Doombeg a number of years ago. Having the Garda station is important. It does give that presence. But also, I suppose, it's about the patrol. It's about Gardaí being out on the beat or on patrol and having that Garda presence. And I suppose we've had community guards over the last number of years, and that has been very successful, I suppose, in terms of you know, knowing the local community, being out and about the local community. And I think the investment in community Gardaí would be very beneficial as well, because there simply isn't enough of them in enough communities. As regards numbers, we've approximately 300 guards in the county. We only got one from the recent passing out of Gardaí from Temple Moore. I would hope with the new recruitment campaign that we would gain more Gardaí in the future. I suppose that that figure represents 40 less than we had in 2007. And yet, I suppose, even going to last year, the number of call-outs has increased by 15% last year alone for the Gardaí. So increasing numbers is very important, and also that presence is very important, and, you know, ensuring that that they're visible. It does provide that sense of security for people, particularly in rural communities.
Now, people are already messaging in saying that they have local Garda stations, but they're barely open. Like, some are only open one day a week. Would you have part-time stations in Clare?
Certainly, yes. A number of them would be part-time stations that would only open for certain hours on certain days. And then, you know, we have full-time Garda stations, and then also ones that would open for extended periods as well. But it is quite limiting. But I suppose it is trying to get that balance between the Garda station and being out on patrol and that presence. And I think that's vitally important. Yeah. But it does create that sense of security for people. And it is about the Garda numbers, the people that are serving and available and out and about is very important. And I suppose there's also the use of technology, I think, you know, and particularly things like CCTV and even the door cams, which can be easily used in rural communities. I think they would be a good initiative. It's something that we're looking at through the Clare Local Community Safety Partnership in terms of how we can, you know, provide extra pieces of technology to people in rural areas that would give them that sense of safety and security around that, and for, you know, for businesses as well, the use of CCTV in communities.
Okay, if you want to WhatsApp us, you can 087 1400 106. Already getting messages in about a Garda station open only one day a week. Someone else says in Leitrim, in a village in Leitrim, we had a full-time station closed some years back. Now it opens for 3 hours twice a week. And they say when I say open, it's a community Garda, and she's busy around the village while she's there. It does seem like madness to only open a Garda station for 6 hours over 7 days. Right, that's Donegal and Clare. Let's go to County Monaghan now. Tony is with me on the line. Afternoon, Tony. Welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good, very well. What's the story? Is Monaghan the same as other rural areas?
I'm not sure. Maybe Donegal seems to be getting a bad touch. In Monaghan, I live in a small town, Ballybay, one of the smaller towns. We have a good Garda presence. We're exceptionally fortunate with the guards over the years. I've lived in Ballybay a very long time, and I've seen many guards come and go. But the overall thing is the standard and the professionalism is extremely high. But the thing about anybody losing, any town losing a Garda station, that is a major negative impact. We fortunately still have our Garda station. We still have very good guards in the locality. But the thing about them being in the station, if they're in the station, the bad guys know exactly where they are. Our guards are out on the beat. They're mobile. They're travelling around. And we've had some interesting stuff like ATM robberies, bank robberies, some serious. We've had even homicides. We've burglaries. And the response time is very impressive. I've had a couple of them here myself. My own house has been burgled. And I've been at two neighbours' houses that have been burgled. The Garda were there within 10 minutes. And these weren't at 4 o'clock in the day. One of them was at 1 o'clock in the morning. And the others, all of them were at night. So they're engaged. They're in the community. They're very well liked. What I always find interesting, because I've travelled widely and I've met an awful lot of police all over the world, just the nature of my job and different things. And our guards are professional. They have a sense of humour. Now, I've dealt with a lot of police forces worldwide. I'm not in the police force, but just the nation we travel. And some of them don't have a sense of humour, but our Garda are able to defuse situations. They're very deeply involved in the community. I've seen them dealing with elderly people, senior citizens, tragic situations. I don't know how they do it. It's a very, very tough job. Okay. I know I couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, it's nice to hear something positive about our Gardaí as well. Christy Galligan, who wrote this letter to the Examiner today, is a former sergeant. Christy, do we still have the silly situation where if you have to get your passport renewed, you have to go to your local Gardaí station?
Yeah, you're new at the Garda station, certainly, and or you can go to your local post office where you can post it off. But I mean, that's the present situation in relation to passports. As I say, going back to our original thing about the Garda stations in general, when you close a Garda station, and I especially say in the rural areas, you lose that vital contact with local communities. And that all important community engagement, intelligence, that knowledge that has been built over decades. And I find here, especially in Donegal now, I mean, it's not happening in every county. I'm glad to hear Monaghan is doing well out of this. But if you live in, say, a rural part of Donegal, the closest station sometimes may be 30, 40 minutes away. 30, 40 minutes away is a long time to wait, where the local stations are closed, you might have been 5 minutes away. Now you might have to wait 20, 30, maybe 40 minutes, maybe longer before the arrival of a Garda patrol. It's down to numbers at the end of the day. And unfortunately, now we've seen where Dublin now, given the population in Dublin, has over 50% of frontline officers compared to the rest of the country, the rest of 25 counties. So, you know, you have to look at that in general terms as well. And then you have frontline Gardaí who are then, you know, are you have other units within the Garda Síochána that are supplemented by the uniform section. So you have to replace those members as well on the uniform section that they've gone on to, say, cybercrime or the ARU or scenes of crime or whatever. And really, we're not keeping up to pace because our population is expanding in Donegal here. Now we could be up to 180,000 come next census, but our Garda numbers have gone down.
Right.
The same with the rest of the country. So there's a lot of factors that have to go in. But I primarily go back to the fact that in relation to primarily rural areas, that we don't have the numbers of Gardaí that we had heretofore. There's a difference between, you know, the operational Gardaí and the opening hours of a Garda station, as we all know.
Yeah,
but I
was just wondering if people have to go on a tour of the county to get their passports renewed. But anyway, listen, I want to go to County Kerry next. Jason is with me on the line. Jason, have you noticed a lack of rural Garda stations in Kerry?
Hi, Shane. Yeah, I mean, two of the areas I would work and live in would be both have had their Garda stations closed, Phoenix and Beaufort, and also Valentia Island, for example. So Kerry is quite a remote county. It's got three big peninsulas. So it's quite a distance for potentially people to get around and travel to. I mean, it's impacting local communities. There's a lack of trust, I think. Basically, in the Garda to be able to arrive on time at things, which goes on to sort of, you know, cumulative effects after that within the Garda force itself. There's a lack of potentially, you know, there's demoralization. There's Garda who are just spread too thinly, who don't really know the communities they're being drawn into. And therefore, I think less crimes are being potentially reported. I mean, I know myself, I've had, you know, speeding cars outside of school, to fights breaking out on the Beaufort Bridge, and there hadn't been any Garda arriving in time. Now, I don't blame the Garda. I think this is a bigger issue. I think, you know, the lack of numbers joining the Garda is also to do with demoralization. I mean, why would you want to join a club, if you like, that has very little participation and very little members? I mean, you just got to think of your local GAA club. I mean, if it's a full club and there's everybody there and people involved, then it's a good, healthy club. And you've got to think of the same as the Gardaí. I mean, if they're sort of spread thinly, they can't really deal with the area they have to deal with. And therefore, when they do arrive, people are angry, people are demoralized themselves, they've lacked confidence in the force, etc. So it is an issue. I mean, I think there's 12 stations in County Kerry alone which were closed down, which is quite dramatic when you think about it.
Yeah,
for such a county spread over mountains and
peninsulas, as I said.
Yeah, so we've a good spread of the country here with messages coming in. My local station in Sligo only opens one day a week. What's the point in that? As someone else says, we now have a situation that every town and village is full of drugs and very difficult living conditions. Just back to you, Rita and Claire. Is this not just the case in Ireland today? We've fewer Garda stations in rural Ireland. We've less post offices, pubs, GA clubs are struggling to field teams. Is this not just rural Ireland now?
It certainly is, but we have to do our best to fight against that and go back to what we need in terms of balanced, you know, regional development. I mean, in spite of that, I suppose many our population nationally is growing and that is spreading around the county, the country. Like Clare is growing in population, and we're also very much a tourist county as well. So from the point of view of being rural Ireland, you also get, thankfully, a lot of tourists, and being able to cater for that as well is vitally important. And I suppose in Clare as well, we're part of the Clare Tipperary division. So you're looking at an area from Loophead to Clare. Like, it's a huge expanse of geography to cover, and that has certainly been a concern for people in terms of if there's a major incident in one part, in terms of coverage for the county, you're covering a huge area. And I do believe, we believe in rural Ireland, very passionate about rural Ireland, so we will fight as much as we can to get our resources back, whether it's the Gardaí or schools or healthcare. You know, that's what we have to do to survive and exist in rural Ireland.
Okay, well, get in touch with us. If you have a view on this, you can call 1800 453 106. I want to thank Christy in Donegal, Rita in Clare, Tony in Monaghan, Jason in Kerry. Thank you to all of you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.